Public Radio 89.5 KWGS. It is 7:35. Good morning. I'm John Durkee. And there is rain in our forecast from today all the way through the weekend. That is very good news for the parched Sooner State, especially here in northeast Oklahoma. The U.S. Drought Monitor came out yesterday with its weekly update on the drought, and the situation is getting much worse. In fact, all of Tulsa County is now considered to be in the worst case or exceptional drought category. Well, after the report was released yesterday, we talked with the number two guy in the Oklahoma Office of Climatology, Gary McManus.
Well, you know, it's pretty bad, especially up in northeast Oklahoma, where they just, you know, saw a large increase in the D4 exceptional drought on the U.S. Drought Monitor. This rainfall event we have coming in the next few days certainly looks promising. It won't end the drought, of course, but it certainly might, you know, ease some of the impacts and really ease the spread of the drought. So you saw this large increase in the last couple of weeks. Now that this rainfall is looking more and more sure, and it's very important, the temperatures have calmed down a little bit, no more hundreds, all these temperatures in the 80s. The rainfall we get this weekend will have a huge impact on the drought. But, you know, we're still dealing with long-term deficits from the 30, 60, 90, all the way up to 120 days across the state. So when you take it all into context, the drought may have turned the corner a little bit, but still going to be severe drought throughout Oklahoma.
Do you see an end to this in sight? Are we mirroring the 1954 era or possibly even back to the 30s? Are we that bad yet?
No, not quite that bad. Now, the short-term drought that we've been experiencing, that's as bad as, you know, some of those in our past. But remember, that's when I called it short-term. Those droughts in our past, the 1930s, 1950s, those were more decadal-scale droughts of 5 to 10 years long. So, you know, imagine this drought taking out another 4 or 5, even 10 years. That's what they experienced in those past droughts. But for the short term that this one's been around, in some cases 1 to 2 years in different parts of the state, it's been about as severe as any of those other episodes, just on a shorter time.
Well, it looks like, what is it, about 40, maybe 50% of the state now in the exceptional drought category?
Yeah, about half the state. And that's, you know, that's about where we were last October, November, when the drought just started to get taken under by the rainfall that we were seeing from the late fall into the winter. So hopefully this is the apex once again and on our way back down. Now, this coming rainfall should help us a little bit. But again, each one of these rainfalls, it's not just a matter of looking at how much rain fell. It's determining how did it impact all the aspects like reservoir levels, soil moisture, fire danger, you know, so there's a lot of assessment that goes on after the rainfall event.
Well, we have abundant water in Oklahoma. It's just not where we need it, I guess.
Yeah. A lot of the state really needs a lot of help. Northeast Oklahoma missed out on the last couple of rainfall events, so hopefully this is their turn to see a little relief like we saw in southeastern Oklahoma last week.
That is the Assistant Director of the Office of Climatology in Oklahoma, Gary McManus. It is 7:39. Traffic and weather still to come in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on Public Radio 89.5 KWGS.